First, we turn our attention to the pandemic and some fresh comments out of Moderna's CEO, Stéphane Bancel. Yahoo Finance senior healthcare reporter Anjali Kamani is here with the details. Anjali.
Thanks, Brian. Yep, we heard from Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel at a healthcare conference hosted by Goldman Sachs, saying that we're going to need boosters in the fall of this year. And this comes really at a time where we're hearing about increased cases and hospitalizations across the country. But I want to point to the fact that his belief in the need for boosters has been consistent over time. Here's what he told us last year.
I think we're going to need boosters starting this fall. And there are a few reasons I believe that. One is there is a body of work, including done by Professor Davenport in Australia, that has been published, that shows that the immunity is waning over time. It's still high, but it's going down. Point number one. Point number two is the variant, which is, I think, your chance of being sick if you got vaccinated in December 2020 or January 21 next fall is pretty high if you get infected by a variant, not the ancestral strain for which the vaccine was designed.
So as you can hear, really consistent on that messaging, pointing to data. We even got new data today, pointing to the fact that mRNA vaccines are doing a much better job of increasing protection over time, especially with those boosters as compared to Johnson & Johnson. And this comes just as the CDC has followed suit when it reduced the timeline for booster doses. We know earlier they reduced the timeline for Pfizer vaccines for 18 and up to 5 months after the primary course. They've now followed suit today, announcing a 5-month interim for primary course to booster for Moderna as well. So that is likely going to follow through for when we need the next boosters. It's important to keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, of course, we see across the country the increase in cases daily, pushing the average up to more than 600,000 per day now. And that's a steep increase compared to just last month. Meanwhile, hospitalizations do continue to increase. If you remember, Julie, we had talked early on about how this variant seemed to be less impactful on hospitals. That is true in one category, and that's for ICUs. We're not seeing as much use of ventilators and other desperate needs, but that is only for individuals really who are coming in with COVID. And that's been a debate in the healthcare community of finding these cases largely through screening, maybe for underlying conditions. So right now we see more than 100,000 daily hospitalizations, about a fifth of that is in the ICU, and we have about 4,000 cases, hospitalizations per day for kids, and that's really where we're seeing the largest impact. Back to you.
Anjali Kamani, thanks so much.